You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Adam Jardy joins us, Columbus Dispatch. Big Ten basketball. 14 teams are in the contest. They got 9 into the tournament. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Was any of those a surprise? Was Indiana getting in or even Michigan getting in? Was it a surprise?
I think Indiana was a surprise slightly, but I mean, I thought they were clearly out when the Big Ten tournament started. But then they won 2 games in the Big Ten tournament, and I said, all right, that I think they punched their ticket. I wasn't sure about maybe Michigan. I wasn't sure about Rutgers. You could certainly make a case for those 3 teams, whether they should or should not be in. But you got 2 of them in the first 4, and one of them, you know, pretty lowly seeded. So I guess it all kind of works out.
We'll get into some of the individual teams and who could make some real serious depth into the tournament, but the conference tournament, what were some of the takeaways for you as to how these teams were playing going into this week?
As far as those 3 teams specifically or the whole
tournament, any big takeaways from the whole thing?
Look out for Iowa. I was really down on Iowa for a good portion of the season. And then, they really kicked it in gear like the last couple of weeks to where, I mean, I think they're a 5 seed, and I mean, I'm really worried about how far I'm going to end up picking them because I feel like the way they're playing recently, I mean, I was not known for playing much defense, and that's been well established, but it's not a terrible defensive team, and they're the number 2 offense in the country, and you're talking about a team that's lost twice since February started. They're just playing at a really high level right now. Set some records in the tournament, in the Big Ten tournament, as far as just how prolific that offense can be. I really like what Iowa is doing right now, and I know that's not exactly going out on a limb because they did win the whole thing. But that was my biggest takeaway. Was just I didn't think they had that in them to put together a run like that, and that has me reconsidering how far they might actually go here in March.
We see it a lot with these conferences they've got a lot of depth. Iron sharpens iron. Is there a sense that this Big Ten and this season in the Big Ten has really made a lot of these teams, maybe not necessarily the ones at the top who are going to be good anyway, but some of the middle teams battle ready for this tournament?
I would think so. I mean, it's a constant talking point. If you talk to any coach in the Big Ten, they will tell you that at this point, they're just ready to go play somebody else. I mean, a 20-game conference schedule, and the Big Ten annually leads the country in attendance. And so you're always playing in like tough environments and loud crowds and things like that. And I do think that all does, like you said, kind of iron sharpens iron. I haven't been as big on like the lower part of the bracket or of the standings rather. Like, I don't think Indiana has much of a run in it. I don't know if I trust Rutgers away from, Jersey Mike's Arena. I don't think Michigan has a whole lot to it, but I do think when you start looking at Wisconsin, a Purdue, an Illinois, an Iowa, I don't know about Ohio State or Michigan State, but like there are definitely some teams in this league that I think could put together a run, and we're talking about them here having a couple in the Sweet 16.
Let's talk about Michigan State, because a lot of people remember some Michigan State teams in the past that weren't all really great, but Izzo gets enough out of them in the tournament. But there's some handicaps here on that team. There's some deficiencies on that team. Do they have one of those, you know, win a couple of games in this because Izzo is such magic in March, or are they really flawed?
I don't see them putting together much of a run. I mean, they're, you know, 7 seed playing Davidson in the first round. I mean, honestly, I'm sure it's a little bit of a trendy upset pick, but that's essentially a pick 'em game,
right,
at this point. And when you look at how Michigan State has played, I mean, this is a team that was 17-4 overall on the first day of February. And from there, really struggled. I mean, at a high level, I mean, lost 5 of 6 and ended the regular season 20-11. And I didn't think, honestly, would do much in the Big Ten tournament. And tried to give away a game against Maryland, turn the ball over an ungodly number of times in the final couple of minutes. I don't trust this Michigan State team to go far. We all know the saying, you know, January, February, Izzo. I mean, I don't think that factors in this year. It's just not a team that has, I think, enough star quality and just some of those things that make Michigan State as talented as it usually is. I don't think those things are there that line up for a March run for this team.
All right, we talk about March, and there's all these sort of people have all different ideas of what the ingredients are to make a successful run. I'll throw some at you. And again, we've seen teams without these things win it. So take it or leave it. But good guard play, more experience, good defense, can withstand runs, all of those things that we talk about with teams. Is there one of those teams in the Big Ten that best defies some of those characteristics of a championship or Final Four team that's in the Big Ten? And who are they?
You mean the defy? Did you say defies or defies?
Yeah, just with some of those things, people go, well, I like guard play, I like defense, I like some of the things people have said to win a tournament. Which one of these teams best exemplifies those characteristics?
That would probably be Wisconsin. I mean, and this is a team that the computers do not love Wisconsin the way that the results love Wisconsin. I mean, you know, they win a share of the Big Ten title. They go 24-6 in the regular season, I think they're a three seed.
Yeah,
they're a three seed, but like KenPom has them 34th. And you look at some of the numbers. I mean, the numbers don't match up. And the reason the numbers don't match up is Wisconsin wins a lot of games by being a veteran team that can sort of grind things out, that is comfortable when the game is close, you know, sort of all those things that you look for in a team that doesn't, I mean, they obviously have a star in Johnny Davis, but, you know, they have a lot of balance. They have a lot of dudes that kind of contribute, and they have really good guard play. And so I would say they probably fit that mold probably as well as anybody in the Big Ten because, I mean, they're top 50 in offense, top 50 in defense, but the numbers don't blow you away, but the record does. So I think that's probably your best qualifier there.
Adam, what about Illinois? Give us the take on what the Fighting Illini have in this tournament.
God, I don't know. there's a team in the Big Ten that confuses me the most. It might be Illinois because they have elite talent. When everybody is on the same page and playing well, they're really hard to beat. You know, when you have a player like Coburn that is just so physically dominant, you can win a game like that with just kind of relying on him. But then you've seen games where Illinois is better when Coburn is on the bench, or games where he doesn't play and they look like a better team. And so then you kind of wonder, well, how important is he? And if he's not the most important guy, who is the most important guy? And then you run into some questions there as far as balance and how does it all fit together? This team has incredible high-level talent, but I don't understand some of the losses. I mean, they lost at Maryland by 16. You know, Ohio State went in there and won in a barn burner, you know, in late February. It's a team that lost to Cincinnati and Marquette early in the season. They've had some growing pains, and they've had some injuries and some suspensions, but I don't know what to make of Illinois. I'm very afraid of picking them to go super far, but that's another team that has a guard play. I mean, you know, you talk about a Trent Frazier, Alfonso Plummer, Curbelo, if he's playing well. Those dudes can make some shots, and they can make some things happen. And if it's clicking for Illinois, I do like the upside, but I'm nervous about picking them to go far.
Give us a lowdown on Purdue. That was a team a lot of the country got to see in the championship game, losing to Iowa. Boilermakers have they're not a team that gets to the Final Four often, but they've always seemed to have pretty decent teams. What do you make of this year's squad?
Well, I love that Purdue offense. They've been unbelievably fun to watch this season at times, but this is also a team that started to fade a little bit down the stretch. They, they went and lost at Michigan State, lost at Wisconsin late in the season. Lose to Iowa. This is a team that the numbers would tell you that if your defense is as porous as Purdue's defense has been, you're not going to go far. I mean,
yeah.
They have the number three offense in the country, again, according to KenPom.com, but they're 100th in defense. And I looked of the 16 teams in the Sweet 16 last year, 15 of them were in the top 80 in defensive efficiency, and Purdue's 100th. So I like the upside. I like their ability to score. I want this team. I enjoy the program. I like Matt Painter as a coach. I want this team to go far for that fan base, and because it has been so long since they've made a Final Four, I think the talent is there. They just don't guard well enough, and I don't see them suddenly turning that around here now that they get to March, suddenly that the 100th best defense in the country suddenly becomes capable of putting together a run. That makes me really nervous.
I used to remember the days when that was Purdue's calling card, was their
right?
defense. Remember, they used to
I mean,
like, Going to the Robbie Hummel days, right?
Where they, Well, when you go to Mackey Arena, they have signs that say, you know, defense lives here. And, like, they count up, like, the students count up, like, defensive stops and blocks and charges and all those. Like, that is like, the Purdue staple. But for whatever reason, this team, for as elite, the elite level of talent that this team has, the defense is just not what we expect from Purdue by any stretch.
Any sleepers in the middle of the pack that are in this tournament? You mentioned Rutgers. There's some people that like them, but is there anybody in the middle that you think, you know, hey, look, two wins in this thing might be good to raise some eyebrows? Is there any teams that you kind of like to do a little better than what people think?
Yeah, I think you could make a case for Rutgers. I mean, that's a physical team. They've got some guards. They've got some dudes that have been through some things. They haven't necessarily done very well, like I said, away from home this season. So that gives you some pause, but given that it'll be a neutral court, not an away court, you know, maybe that has an impact. So, you know, maybe you could see them outperforming their seed. I think the biggest wild card in all this, honestly, is Ohio State, because, I mean, if they're a 7 seed, the Buckeyes come in losing 4 of their last 5. They've been banged up. They had a brutal stretch of games down the stretch where they just played like 11 games in 24 days or something like that. I mean, it was crazy. And they're missing two of their key players at the moment, Kyle Young and Zed Key. And I feel like if those two guys are able to come back and play, especially Kyle Young, and we won't know this until closer to Friday, but if those guys are able to play, you know, this is an Ohio State team that hadn't lost consecutive games until this stretch. I mean, they had not had a losing streak all season until they got to the final 2 weeks. And I think those losses have had significant impacts in how they played. If those guys are back, you know, Ohio State is a 7 seed. You know, you could be looking at a situation. They'd have to play Villanova in the second round. But that could be an intriguing look if those guys are able to return, as far as a team that might be able to surprise some people.
Again, Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch, Big Ten basketball as they get ready for the tournament as a conference with 9 teams in. Thank you so much for talking to us, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Again, at the Columbus Dispatch on our Progressive guest line. Quote, buy, and save with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. We'll come back, wrap up the hour as we continue on Sports Map Radio.